sometimes.
Here we go.
Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
New York Post. Nikki Haley claims Texas has the right to secede from the U.S. That's their decision to make. By Victor Nava. Published January 31st, 2024. Former South Carolina governor downplayed the likelihood of the Lone Star State choosing to break away, but insisted secession is a right of the state.
The stars at night are big and bright.
And now, here is Lone Star Proposal, written by Jason Hewitt, directed by Melissa Engel. Performed live at Under St. Mark's Theater, February 5th, 2024.
Time to see what my old colleague wants. Let's let him in. Welcome to Washington, President Lone Star Lambert.
Please, Preston. Lone Star is my stage name. My friends call me Leslie. Pew, pew!
It's so good to see you again, Leslie.
And you, President Richardson III, Secretary of State. Look at you rising up the ranks.
Feels like it was just yesterday we were debating the economy on the Senate floor.
You know, Preston, I miss those days. We don't always see eye to eye, but you were a worthy adversary. I only called you a lying, liberal, lizard person, elitist, because Fox News...
I paid you to say it. I never took it personally. I know you were going through hard times with the divorce.
Well, you know what they say in Texas. It's polite not to poke the armadillo when he's chewing on his tail.
Sure, that makes sense. So, what brings you to Washington? Are you here to ask for some Washingtons, or shall I tell the Treasury Department to prepare the Benjamins?
Well, no. You see, Texas doesn't deal in U.S. currency anymore. We have our own currency.
Oh, Stephen F. Austin on the $1. No surprises there. We got Sam Houston on the $5. Never saw that coming. Oh, and on the $10, is that Ronald Reagan? You know, he's from California, right?
It's partly in honor of all the Californians that we rescue.
Ah, like refugees from earthquakes?
No. Texas.
But not earthquakes.
Listen, Texas doesn't have space for those kinds of refugees.
No space, huh? And what's,
That's our official name. The God-fearing People's Christian Conservative Republic of Texas.
That's a mouthful.
Only because you didn't have to learn it in school.
Do I want to know what Texas children are learning in school?
Well, the Bible does say...
No, I do not. What's it like to be president of a new country? You get enough sleep these days?
I'm telling you, Preston, it has been nothing short of a ride. But you know what they say in Texas? When you're riding the bull, you just gotta hold on.
Yeah, I guess that makes a lot of sense considering all the different countries you've been meeting with lately. How's the relationship with Mexico? Do you guys come to an agreement about that wall?
As a matter of fact, we did. Due to a shift in properties and resources, we're looking to build it around Oklahoma. Check it out. They'll keep them Sooners off our property. It's not that we don't welcome a friendly rivalry among football teams, but for their own safety, best not allow them home games, especially since our teams have been struggling.
Is the photo dusty, or is the wall under construction?
Oh, no, that's just where we're gonna put it. Yeah, we haven't started construction yet because Texas has always had low taxes, which creates lots of jobs. We have a lot of job openings in Texas. But, I'm sure we'll all come up with a way to pay those jobs eventually.
Eventually? I heard the Republic of Texas's economy is lower than it's ever been since Texas left the Union again in 2024.
Yeah, I gotta get that thing fixed. But you know what they say in Texas? The economy is like a brisket. You gotta take it low and slow.
I do miss a good smoked brisket.
So do I, Preston. Texas doesn't make brisket like it used to.
What do you mean?
Well, say, the reason we're building a wall across Oklahoma has nothing to do with football rivalries and everything to do with these cattle farmers who want to milk the government instead of the land.
Oh, they're not going to Oklahoma for federal aid, are they?
Damned if I know. They just don't want to work hard like real Texans.
You guys don't grow your own grass in Texas?
We do. It's always greener on the other side of the fence.
I wonder if that has anything to do with the deregulation of environmental protections Texas has been enjoying for the past... Has it only been 2 years?
We thought the planet would be more resilient. But even Texas soil is just as fragile as a football fan that has to see Taylor Swift before a commercial break.
Man, what did you guys do to your soil?
It's not what we did. It's what the businesses did. They did so much fracking. It's just like we say in Texas. It'd make you want to drink like a camel out of a Flint, Michigan faucet.
Oh, my goodness. That's sounding worse than the media's portraying.
Well, of course it is. We only have Fox News in Texas. And they only have nice things to say about us.
Not letting other news in, huh?
They're all in bed with the government. And in Texas, the government has no power over the people.
So why have a government at all?
Well, you know, creates jobs.
Your job?
Yeah, well, there were other jobs.
Your Secret Service isn't here.
Yeah, well, that's because...
They all took sick days and couldn't find coverage?
Yeah, well, that could be. But you know, with so many projects going on in Texas, we don't have... If our taxpayer dollars are running a bit thin. So I rely on the militia for protection.
Oh, so you have volunteer bodyguards. Ooh, you must be very popular with so many people protecting you while you visit a foreign country.
Well, you know... We don't spend money like the Democrats. I'm just coming to old Washington. There ain't no need to splurge too much on fancy fighter jets or bodyguards or checked bags.
That sounds like Texas is going through some tough financial times.
I'll be honest. We are. You gotta help us, Preston. But please, for old time's sake.
Well, old friend, all you need to do is ask. What can the United States do for old Texas?
Well, I reckon I'll just cut to the chase. I scraped every last dollar we had to fly here to meet with you. And it really pains me to say this, but, the Republic of Texas would now like to, rejoin the United States.
Oh, well, well, well.
Well, it turns out we really don't generate any tax revenue.
Uh-huh.
We've drilled all the oil out of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And we got so good at stopping immigration that we forgot to do anything about immigration.
Oh.
We can't do it anymore on our own, Preston. We thought we could, but it's just ain't the same without a little federal cushioning here and there.
I see. Well, let me make a phone call. Madam President? Yes, it's me. I'm meeting with the president of God-fearing Texas. Yes. Yeah, I know. Well, they want to come back. What is Texas preparing to offer the United States in return for reunification?
Well, I suppose we'd have to rejoin the power grid.
They're willing to join the power grid. What else?
Well, I suppose the people of Texas would like to offer our willingness to participate and cooperate in a democratic society that truly values equality for all people, regardless of race, religion, ethnicity, sexuality, gender, disability, health status, body shape, and age. We'll adopt a welfare program. We'll create a Texas healthcare program. We'll teach evolution in schools. Please just take us back.
You hear all that, Madam President? Uh-huh. You got it.
So, what'd you say? Will you have us back like old times?
Well, what you're describing is a really progressive, even for Democrats.
Oh, so you'll have Texas back as Texas?
Sure, Texas can be whatever it wants. But we're gonna wanna see some more of Texas paying into some more federal programs that we're hoping to roll out.
You mean like universal health care?
Now that we have a woman as president, anything is possible.
Well, what choice do I have? You got yourself a deal.
Welcome home, Texas.
Pew, pew. Together.
This has been Lone Star Proposal, written by Jason Hewitt, directed by Melissa Engel, featuring Danielle Kendler Rhodes and Severin Willander. Performed live for Living Radio at Under St. Mark's Theater in New York City, February 5th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. Like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook, and find all our past recordings at livingradionyc.com.